And today's last word in business goes to the first sound you hear when Windows launches on your computer. Yes, that's the sound for Windows XP. Microsoft is about to replace XP with Windows Vista, and it comes with new sounds. Here's NPR's Wendy Kaufman with a sneak preview.
We'll play the new sounds in just a minute, but first, a bit of history. If you opened Windows 95, it sounded like this. By Windows 2000, it had morphed into something synthetic and techno. Next, Windows XP, with a more literal and realistic sound. XP is about to be replaced with Vista, Microsoft's long-delayed upgrade to its operating system. It'll be released to business customers later this month and to consumers at the end of January. Microsoft's Steve Ball, who's both a musician and an engineer, was in charge of creating Vista's new sounds. The process began back in 2004.
So we went and brought in about 10 composers and sound designers and asked them to submit candidates that could become this new startup sound. And over the course of 2 years, we went from somewhere around 2,000 submissions and whittled it down to the new Windows Vista startup sound.
It is less jarring and intrusive, but I had to wonder, and asked Ball, does anyone actually pay attention to the sound their computer makes when it starts up?
I think if you ask a general person on the street, the answer might be, I don't think I care. I'm not sure if anyone's ever thought about it explicitly.
But he says it was the company's goal to turn what many perceive simply as noise into something musical, subtle, and aesthetically pleasing. There's a general feeling that Microsoft has long lagged behind Apple Computer in its design elements, but Steve Ball says there is now an awareness of design at Microsoft that didn't exist a decade ago. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.